back to Crawley, where parents and pupils are rallying around a special needs teacher.
Everyone's very, very shocked. To lose Sam is just completely devastating for those children.
Well, despite living and working in the UK for the past 16 years, Sam Uboke from Uganda has had this happen to him.
I dedicated my life to this country. I've done whatever I can to support young people with very complex needs. I was really disheartened.
Well, the Home Office ordering him to stop working immediately. It's all because Sam is divorcing his Irish wife. That means he no longer meets the UK right to work law. He tells us he's devastated.
When I got sacked, I was really frustrated. I dedicated my life to this country. I've done whatever I can to support young people with very complex needs. And my children's life is here. I play a very big part in their sort of day-to-day life. And so I was really disheartened, but I've been sort of, what has picked me up is the amount of support that is out there. So there is still hope yet.
It's created huge problems for Manor Green College because he's been a constant in the lives of the pupils. A petition calling for his reinstatement has attracted more than 800 signatures, and fellow teacher Anne Clark says he's being missed.
I know I speak for all the staff in the school that Sam is just an absolutely outstanding teacher. He does an extremely important job to work with his pupils with very, very complex needs and autism. So to lose Sam is just completely devastating for those children.
Well, the Home Office says the law is the law. A new application has been submitted on the basis of his private and family life, and that's under consideration. Listening to all this, Bryony Rest, an immigration lawyer with David Gray Solicitors. Morning, Bryony.
Morning, hi.
On the face of it, I mean, it sounds absolutely ridiculous. You've got a chap here who is working, much loved by, you know, pupils and fellow teachers alike, and yet he's been told he has to stop.
Yeah, I can see for a lot of people that sounds really illogical and unreasonable. It really, though, does depend on the immigration status of Sam now and what application he's actually made. I am concerned that he maybe hasn't made the right type of application, because as a former European family member, having been married to someone from the European Union, he should be able to retain his right of residence and to work here, even on divorce, although maybe he hasn't made that application on the right basis. It is very complex, the law, and a lot of people do apply on the wrong form or not send the right documents and get this wrong.
I know there's a petition to try and get him reinstated. What chance do you think he has of both, you know, getting back to work, but also being able to stay here?
Well, if he has made a human rights application, which is what my understanding is, then I think he probably has a strong case, because he has lived here for so long and he has British children, or certainly three children born in the UK that are living here. So I think he has a strong case, but the problem is he may not be able to work in the meantime until the Home Office consider that application, and that sounds like what's happened. I would like to just say as well, from the employer's point of view, I know people might be saying, gosh, it's very harsh to sack him from his job, but employers have to undertake right to work checks. And if his employer's been told by the Home Office that Sam can't work and they continue to employ him, they could face a civil penalty of £20,000 plus possible criminal liability. So that's why they've had to take this very quite strict stance, I'm afraid.
Well, I think when we spoke to him earlier on, he understood why they've done that. I suppose the question is, how long does this take? Because Sam's days are now being filled up. He said he's busy, but obviously he's just waiting.
Of course he's waiting, and of course he now isn't earning, so it's going to be difficult for him to carry on living. Human rights applications, it's very difficult. How long's a bit of string? But it probably can take up to 6 months, possibly longer if there's an appeal process. So it's not a quick fix, I'm afraid. It may be possible that he could make a different type of application, and certainly I think that's something that he could perhaps consider further. I'd be happy to look at his case for him and have a look.
Bryony, I think we might be putting you in touch with him. Thank you. An immigration lawyer with David Gray Solicitors. That's it for breakfast for today.